Shalom Aleichem. Our question today as it relates to Hanukkah, lighting Hanukkah candles, is when we have somebody who is a chayal, who is a soldier out in the field. Let's assume he's in the Gaza Strip or on the northern border of Israel, not in his home, not in a dormitory. He's out in the field. He can be in a tent, or maybe he's in a building that, if it's in the Gaza Strip, it could be formerly owned by Gazans, and now it is occupied. I don't like the word occupied. Actually, it's being lived in by soldiers as they do the mitzvah of clearing out the Gaza Strip of terrorists. And the question is, when it comes to Hanukkah, question number one, we have a couple of very fundamental questions. Question number one is, do you need to be in a house, or your house even, to light Hanukkah candles, to have an obligation, to say a bracha? How about if you're in a field? How about if you're sleeping outside? How about if you're in a tent? How about if you're in a tank and you're sleeping in that tank all night? Would you still light candles? Would you say a bracha? So we're going to have to analyze the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. Is it a requirement that you have a bias, that you have an entity, a house, that you have a door, that you have an apartment, a house, a place that you live? Or is it an obligation even independent of that? You don't need an abode. It's an obligation on me as a gavra, as a person. And even if I'm not in my home, I don't have a home, I am traveling, I'm on a plane all night long, I'm sitting in my tank all night long, that there's still going to be an obligation to light. That's going to be fundamental question number two. Is it a chiyuv on the bias, or is it a chiyuv on the gavra, on the individual, or is it both? So that's going to be question number one. Question number two is, how about if that soldier is married? Can he rely, does he rely on his wife lighting for him back at home? And if she does light, should he no longer light? So he should, or is he required to rely on her or not? Now, truth be told, both of these questions are very big topics in of themselves, and we're just going to cover them in a very cursory way in order to try to answer our question dealing with chayalim, dealing with soldiers out in the field. Should they be saying the bracha? Should they be lighting? Do they have a mitzvah? Do they have an obligation to light candles or not? So when it comes to that first question, when it comes to lighting of Hanukkah candles, is it only if you have a bias? Is it a chovas habayis? Or is it a chovah al the gavra, on the individual? There are opinions this way, and there are opinions that way. It goes in both directions. So we'll read from snippets of the poskim. It's discussed based on the Rishonim, etc. But we'll just look at a few of the achronim on this issue. So some line up that there is an obligation on the house, and if somebody's not in the house, not in an apartment, they're traveling, they're in a field, there would not be a mitzvah to light, and you wouldn't have the opportunity to light with a bracha. So the Tshuvas Igros Moshe says as follows. This is just a snippet in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Siman Yedalet. Misha Ein Lo Bayis Klal. Somebody who simply doesn't have a house. V'yashan b'chutz, and he's sleeping outside in the field. Or hanimta b'amid, where he's out in the desert, etc. V'yeh b'derech kol halayim, and he's going to be traveling all night long. In other words, he's not going to get to a home, he's not going to get to a hotel, he's not going to get to a residence during the nighttime. So the entire time that he has the opportunity to light, he's outside. He's out in the field, he's out in the desert, etc. Ve'in mi shiad lik b'veisun, there's no one who is going to be lighting for him in his house, so it's not as if his wife is lighting for him or something like that. Af shiyesh lo neiros, even though he's got candles with him, he's got his menorah, he's got everything set up to do the mitzvah. Ein chiyuv kish ein bias. If he doesn't have a bias, if he's not in an abode, he's not in an apartment, he's not in a home, there is no obligation to light. He would not light and certainly would not say a bracha. So we see that Rav Moshe Feinstein is coming out that this is a chiyuv on the bias. And in the absence of a bias, there's no opportunity to light. So if we have that soldier that's out in the field, sleeping out in the field, he doesn't have a house with him, then he would not have the opportunity to light. And Rav Avadya Yosef as well, in his Chazon Ovadia, under Hanukkah, Amud Kufnun Vav, he says as follows. That's the page number. Shechayalim hanimtzayim besade yadliku below bracha. If you have soldiers and they're out in the field, they should light without a bracha, mipnei she'ein lam bayis, because they don't have a bias. So that the Igros Moshe, Rav Avadia both agree they don't say a bracha, and it seems Rav Avadia is saying okay, lighting, but without a bracha. So that is the view that it's a chova on the bias. In the absence of the bias, you don't have an obligation. And it's not a chiyuv on the gavra, on the individual, that even if he's not in a bias, it is, according to them, a chiyuv on the bias, not the gavra. On the other hand, we do have some poskim who say that it's actually both. If you have a bias, then you light in the bias. If you don't have a bias, then you still have an obligation to light. So in fact, the Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says as follows, as this is a quote, Mikol makom yesh ba gam chovas gavra. There is also a chiyuv on the gavra, on the individual, the person. So even if he's not in a bias, he still has an obligation. And similarly, in the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim, it says as follows, Nire de Bahadlakas Ner Chanukah Yeshnei Chiyuvim. There are two obligations, two independent obligations. There's a Chiyuv Gufo, the Hadlik Afilu Kishu Yachid Bamibar V'Chiyuvim. So there's an obligation on the individual, even if he's out in the field, he's out in the desert, and also there's an obligation on the house. So when that individual is in the house, he lights in the house. When he's not in the house, he still has a Chiyuv of the Gavra, and he lights where he is. The Truth, Tzitz Eliezer, Pask is as follows. It's in the Tzitz Eliezer, Volume Tesvav, in Halacha, in Tshuva Tchav Tes. Dati note, in my opinion, says the Tzitz Eliezer, Shechova Lahali Gam Kishnitzaim Tachas Kipas HaShamayim. My opinion is, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that even somebody who is under the stars, he's under the heavens, meaning he's not in his home, he's out there in the fields, he's out in the Gaza Strip, waging the war against the terrorist Hamas, still, nonetheless, l'kol echad liyad mitaso, there is still a mitzvah to light, so there's a chova to light, even if you're under the stars, l'kol echad, each of them, each individual, by his bed. So if you have a sleeping bag in our chayalim, that's what they carry with them, sleeping bags, that's how they've been sleeping for now 2 months, tremendous mesiras nefesh, o pesach, or if you're in an ohel, if you're in a tent, light it on the entrance to the tent, and the crew can get together and they can each participate, give a pruta, give a little bit amount of money, and they can light together. One person will light on behalf of all of them. And certainly, there's an obligation if they're sleeping together in an ohel patuach, in an open tent, so they would light. There's an obligation to light with a bracha. So here we have it. Just to recap, we do have poskim, the Igros Moshe, Rav Avadya Yosef, that it's a chiyuv on the bias, and if there's no bias, there's no lighting, certainly without no bracha. On the other hand, we have poskim who say that even in the absence of a bias, we have a chiyuv on the gravra, on the individual, and accordingly, if you're in the bias, you light in the bias with the bracha. If you're not in the bias, you still have an obligation to light, and the Tzitz Eliezer Paskin that, based on that second view, that even if you're out, you're out in the fields, you're in the Gaza Strip, you're under the heavens still, you would light, and there are going to be circumstances that you can participate together in a communal lighting, pay a portion, but that is still considered a fulfillment of the chiyuv of the gavra. The gavras are getting together, and they are lighting together with a bracha. Okay, so that is issue number one. Is it a chiyuv on the house? Is it a chiyuv on the individual? And post can go in both directions. So how about having somebody light for you at home? If somebody is married and the wife is lighting, so there certainly is that concept, and even if they're in different time zones, some poskim will say that the wife lights on behalf of the husband. Now, having said that, I'm now moving over to the Piskei Tshuvas. And the Piskei Tshuvas says in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin, it's in Seif Beis as follows, that there is certainly halacha, extensive halacha, about a wife lighting for a husband. Typically, especially if she doesn't typically light, he is away, she's lighting, it's clear she is lighting for him. How about other members of the household? Is that going to work? Some say no, some say yes. If they have to have it in intent to light for a father, for example, if he's away. But regardless, having said all of that, says the Piskei Tshuvas, based on the Mishnah Berurah and others, Kishineiros Mitzuyim, nowadays, that we have candles, meaning all that halacha, can you rely on your wife? That's when they didn't have a lot of candles, it wasn't readily available, so somebody who's going to be traveling, it's going to be tough for him to light. However, nowadays, that we have candles, it's easy to get candles, we have them, they are available, accordingly, also based on our minhag, that each person lights, especially Ashkenazim, Kishneirs, Mitzuyim, Katla, Koskim, Kiesh, Linhog, Lekol, Elu, Sheinam, Nitzayim, Bebeisam, Bechanukah, that the minhag is that everyone who is not home for Chanukah should not rely, Shlo Yismuchu al Hadlaka, Saisha, Bebeis, they should not rely, my wife is lighting for me at home, Ela, Yadliku, Levadam, they should light wherever they are, by themselves. Don't rely that my wife is lighting for me at home. Or they should be mishtatef. They should participate in a communal lighting. They should, whoever's going to light, if they're with a bala bayis, pay him a little bit, and he will light on your behalf. So that is going to be our situation, even though there are arguments. I can rely on my wife, but poskim say, maybe don't rely on that. Ideally, don't rely on that. If you got candles in the field, you should light by yourself. Okay, so that's where we are right now. Those were our two high-level issues. Number one, it is a chiyuv on the bais, it's a chiyuv on the individual. We said machlokis or it's a machlokis in the poskim, but we're going to see the plaque brought in the Piskei Tshuva shortly. And also we said, can you rely on your wife? Yeah, under certain circumstances, yes, but that would not be the preferable way. And now we're going to get to our question, says the Piskei Tshuva. He's talking about somebody who is on a flight, and you're going to be on that flight all night long. The whole time that you have a opportunity to light, you're not going to get to a bayis, a house, in time in order to light for a given day. It's going to be morning time by the time you get there. Or somebody who's on a very long ride on a train or is on a boat. And we would say the same thing if we have chayalim, that they're in the midbar. They are camping out or they are in tents. Is there an obligation to light? Is there an opportunity to light? So he says as follows. He's talking about the Psakim Shulchan Aruch. Don't deduce from this what we're talking about in this Shulchan Aruch, and in this Siman Sheet Starchu Davka Bais Nitzorach Hadlakas Ner Chanuk. He's saying, don't think you need a house in order to light, and in the absence of a house, if I'm not in my home, if I'm not in my apartment, then you can't light. Don't think that. Truth be told, so here he's paskening, he's bringing the Tzitz Eliezer, he's bringing the Aznid Baru and other poskim, that truth be told, you don't need a house. You don't need a house in order to be obligated in the mitzvah of Chanukah. You can light, you should light, and say a bracha. Even those who are located out in the midbar, and in the footnotes, he says, "V'inyan kezayachol lisor." This can happen when you have chayalim who are doing their job, soldiers, or elu hanosim litiulim, those who are taking tiulim, and they're sleeping out in tents and the similar thing. So that is our issue when we have chayalim in the Gaza Strip. So they're out and about, and they're not in their homes. He says as follows, they're out in the midbar, the desert, and they're sitting and they're sleeping in tents. They are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah umidina. Even though if they are being lit for example, the wife is lighting for them in their houses, they are putter from the mitzvah nonetheless. Truth be told, that would be an absentia. The wife is lighting there. They're not going to be seeing the candles. And they also have an obligation to see the candles. So even though somebody is lighting for them, but they're not seeing the candles, they should light for themselves. They're out in the field and with a bracha, with a bracha. So there we have it. That's the psak. That's the psak. If those chayalim that are out there, that are in the fields, they're in ohalim, they're not in a dira, they're not in a bayis, they're not in an apartment, they're not in their houses. Nonetheless, even if the wife is lighting for them back at home, they also should be lighting with a bracha. Now, he does bring down a technicality here that you have to be careful if they're really outside, you light those candles are very likely going to be blown out. They won't last the time, the requisite time necessary to do the mitzvah. For example, a half an hour, they're not going to light. So he says here, you have to be careful. In order to light with a bracha, you have to have it in a glass case of some sort, so those candles are not going to be extinguished. Like they are ruach shim lavchein, because those candles are going to be going out. Hamadli b'makam ruach asur l'levarach. If you're lighting where there is wind, so there's an expectation those candles are going to be blown out, he cannot say a bracha. So that's where we are right now. For a chayal, for a soldier who's out in the field in a tent, they would light with a bracha on the condition that we have an expectation that those candles are going to stay lit. But if it's windy out, so the expectation is that they will be extinguished because of the wind, then you cannot say a bracha. Now, how about if we have that chayal in a tank, and he's sitting in a tank all night long or something like that? Would that be would he have an obligation to light? So yes, of course, the same thing will apply if somebody is traveling on a rakevet, on a train, or somebody is on a plane. You may get arrested for that. Somebody who is on a boat, and you're there from the beginning of the night until Alos HaShachar, until basically the end of the night, there is an obligation to light candles, Hanukkah candles. However, what if they're not going to let you? Vim ein manichim lo lalik neros machmas bitichut. It's not safety. There's a safety issue. Lighting on a plane, uchadome, yadlik lechol apachos nerechad. You should light a minimum of one candle. Not sure we would say that on a plane nowadays, because then you get arrested. If the security person comes and extinguishes, it's late lamba, it's not my problem. I lit it, I got to light one candle, I'm going to do the basic. I light one candle, he puts it out, he wants to put it out, okay? It's his issue. However, if you think that you yourself are going to have to put it out within the half hour that it's supposed to be lit, then you would light without a bracha. Okay, just to recap real quickly, I think this is a fascinating topic. Should a chayal who is out in the field or sitting in a tank, should they light? They don't have a bias, they don't have a dira. So we indeed have a group of poskim that do say that there is not a requirement to have a bias. It's not a chiyuv on a bias. Even in the absence of a bias, being at home, being in a dira, being in an apartment, there would be an obligation on the govern, the individual, to light. So even if you're out in the field, etc. And then we said, fundamental question number two, what if your wife is lighting for you at home? We said, even if the wife is lighting for you at home, you should be lighting in addition with a bracha, because you have to see the candles. Yes, people can get together when they are a group together, and they can participate by paying a little bit, and one lights for all of them. And this obligation to light, and with a bracha as well, would apply even if we have chayalim, they're sleeping under the stars, they're sleeping in tents, they are in a tank all night, there would be an opportunity and a mitzvah and an obligation to light near Hanukkah in exigent circumstances. If he's married, you can rely that somebody is lighting for you back at home. But however, we've seen that should not be relied on. Ner Hanukkah should be done, and it should act as an inspiration for those chayalim and for all of Klal Yisrael, that we should have tremendous success in the Gashmias, in the Ruchnias, and as that is reflected by the Nisim that we had in Hanukkah, Mirtashem, we will see Nisim in the current situation that we are in as well. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.